If it were not more pathetic than funny, Ann Romney's television act would be a hoot. She actually had the unmitigated gall to scold President Obama and indignantly declare that his criticism of her husband was beneath the dignity of his office. One is almost at a loss for words as Miss Ann assumes her wounded spouse's look, at the same time that her husband is engaging in some of the sleaziest racist politics we have witnessed in my lifetime. And he's a world-class liar to boot. The first ad Mitt's campaign produced about President Obama was a blatant lie. Even he couldn't deny it was a lie, because the videotape evidence of the president's actual speech was undeniable. They literally took lines from President Obama's mouth, where he was quoting an advisor to John McCain, and edited the video to make it look like the president was stating his own position. When they were called out on it by news reporters, they just sort of shrugged it off with the comment that this is how the game of politics is played today. Now the midst is doing the same thing with the president's thoughtful and accurate comments about the relationship between individual success in business and the public infrastructure that is provided by all American taxpayers that makes such success possible. The Republicans say that President Obama cannot run on his record, yet they are running a campaign based on outright lies, which means that they know they cannot win by telling the truth about his record. And evidently, Mitt believes that he cannot win if the truth comes out about his finances and taxes. There's no other way to explain why he's willing to take all the flack he's taking by refusing to release multi-year tax returns. Everybody who is familiar with the subject knows that Americans who establish offshore corporations and keep secret bank accounts in the Cayman Islands are trying to hide income and avoid paying taxes. As I've said in previous commentary, it remains to be seen which legal category Romney's tax returns fall in: tax avoidance, which is legal, or tax evasion, which is a crime. Both are immoral, and Mitt knows it. That's why he won't release his returns, and he's counting on the ignorance, apathy, and racism of the electorate to get him over. A recent survey on CNN last Sunday, which showed that topics being discussed by Americans just now are vacation plans and dieting, with the candidates and coming election near the bottom of their concerns, at only 14%. It's disconcerting. The hearty yelps of applause Mitt got from members of the Veterans for Foreign Wars today, even though he's just another tough-talking chicken hawk who was a draft dodger during the Vietnam War and partied in Paris as poor boys died on the battlefield. The Grand Obstructionist Party might just get away with banking on the backwardness of the electorate and succeed in electing a lying charlatan to the most powerful office in the world. From New York City, this is Place L. Benjamin with a commentary on the times.